Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and providing financial donations to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.
From KQED.
Most people consider procrastination a four-letter word. To me, ASAP is a four-letter word. But we're almost 4 months into the new year, so I'm starting to think seriously about making my New Year's resolutions. And I think one of those resolutions should be conquering my procrastination habit. Procrastination is as old as the pyramids, literally. According to a book on procrastination, which I have not gotten around to finishing, the Egyptians had two words that translated as procrastinate. One word was pro-procrastination, the other anti. Procrastinate comes from two Latin words, forward and of tomorrow. It's too bad dictionaries define the word negatively. Because procrastination is neither laziness nor idleness. What might look like an action to the casual observer is actually a prolonged internal period of preparing to begin, all the while knowing that, as Dilbert said, most problems go away if you wait long enough. And let's not forget procrastination's positive byproducts, all that dusting, organizing, rearranging. We procrastinators are encouraged to carpe our diems. Never put off till tomorrow what you can do today, to which Mark Twain wisely replied, never put off till tomorrow what may be done day after tomorrow just as well. In addition to remembering Twain's advice, we can summon our inner Scarlett O'Haras or quote the handyman from the film Tremors, who explains, we plan ahead, that way we don't do anything right now. Recently, I discovered an online article insisting that I had not a procrastination problem, but an impulsivity problem. If the author had just postponed submitting the piece, he would have had time to realize that he was describing distraction, not procrastination. Although I like the idea of being of tomorrow, I know I should live for today. I've thought seriously about this. I've slept on it for many nights. And I've decided that, yes, I will. I will seize the day tomorrow. With a perspective, I'm Lane Parker.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and providing financial donations to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hi there, I'm Randa Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.